as Capital High School's help defense has been stellar here in this second half.
Here we go. Alma Gordo with the ball. 30 seconds to go. Capital with a two-point lead. Number two, Capital. Number seven, Alma Gordo. Woodruff with it now. Crosses the timeline. An eye on him. Gets a screen. Has a lane. Flipping it underneath. It's off of a Jaguar, and it's going to stay with Alma Gordo.
And it was.
Dangerous pass. Wow, man. He had the lane.
He got into the lane. Probably could have went up from about 2 or 3 feet away.
Alma Gordo's ball underneath their own basket. Lechuga's going to bring it in. Inbounds pass here for Elliott. Gets it to the corner. Back to Elliott now on the left side. Gets it to Woodruff. Woodruff going to drive. Flips it to D. Smith. Layup is good, and we're tied up at 45. 10 seconds to go.
That's Smith's 20-point of the ball game, and boy, did they have to work to get it inside. Woodruff did an excellent job slashing into the lane, dropping the dime off to Smith, and we're all locked up at 45, and maybe this Cap's first game here at the Pit on Wednesday is going to set off the rest of the schedule, because we might be looking at overtime. 8.5 seconds left. You know, you got to look for Jeremy Anaya, Tyler Allery to create something, Amado. Dribble drive penetration either with the shot or the kick out. If you're Capital High School, Alma Gordo, you imagine, are going to pick them up full court style here with 8 seconds left. So they should be able to get some room to operate.
You know, right now, if you're Alma Gordo, you don't want this game to go into overtime against the number two seed. You got to beat them right now and take care of business. It favors Capital to go into overtime. Capital with the ball, 8 seconds to go. They're talking it out, man. Who's going to get the ball for the Jags?
Here we go.
Isaiah Brooks telling his team, take care of the ball. He said that to Tyler Allery and Anaya. And you're absolutely right, Baron. Alma Gordo setting up full court pressure. Here we go. Matt Smith going to bring it in for the Jags. Stokes picking him up. 8 seconds to go. We're locked up at 45.
Oh, boy.
Capital has to travel all the way, baby, from coast to coast.
Plenty of time. They're going to put Stokes on Anaya.
Norman guarding the inbound pass. Smith, inbounds pass for Anaya. 5 seconds to go. Gets it to Matt Smith. 4 seconds. Trey on the way.
Oh! It's good. Game over, baby. Matt Smith from NBA range buried it.
And Capital High is going to move on with a last second shot from Matt Smith, defeating Alma Gordo 48-45.
Are they talking about if it happened after?
The shot went in with 2 seconds to go. It went in with 2 seconds. He shot the ball with four. So
Alma Gordo did have a timeout, so it's not over yet.
48-45, your score. And it looks like they're going to put some time back on. It's not over yet. Baron, that's from the same place he hit the three at the end of the first half.
You're right. Matt Smith, 8 points. That's his second three of the ball game. Jeremy Anaya had two Tigers kind of shadowing him. They were going to trap him eventually. He did a nice job to hit Matt Smith that was kind of parallel with Jeremy Anaya on the other side of the court. Stepped into the three-point line just past the Wise Pies Arena sign, and he buried it, man. Capital High School leading by three. Are they going to put up 0.2 seconds left?
I watched it go in. It went in with 2 seconds left is when the three went in. It just depends on when they got the timeout.
Well, they've got the they have the replay up there on the board, I saw. I don't know if they have the clock with it, though.
Matt Smith with a huge, huge three-pointer here for Capital to give them a three-point lead, and it looks like they're going to move on to the semifinal, baby.
They're only going
to
give them 0.2 seconds.
Going to take on the winner of Farmington and Las Lunas at 6:30 tomorrow night. Matt Smith, he's all smiles out there right now.
Should be, man.
Yeah.
He just hit a huge shot here for his team.
Stokes going to bring it in now for Almogordo, running the baseline. And he steps on the baseline, baby, and it's out of bounds.
That'll do it.
To Capital, that's going to do it. Capital's going to come away with the victory, 48-45 over the Almogordo Tigers, and what a ball game it was.
Oh, boy, a fantastic basketball game. And you have to credit Capital High School adjusting defensively in that locker room. Coach Gomez shoring up his defense, and his team is in the Final Four, man. Wow.